Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I had entered a contest with Kohl's last Monday on the 5th, and I'm supposed to have gotten a free pot for the shipping charge of $5.74. And then on the 9th, they sent me another charge of $67.32. I have no idea what that is. And I can give you the number that was assigned.
All right, let's start with your zip code, please.
78681.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Initial W, then H, then Kruger, K-R-U-E-G-E-R.
Okay, let me try with the last name. Spell that last name for me one more time, please.
K-R-U-E-G-E-R.
My fault. I was missing the E. Let's see. Nothing is coming up that way.
I can give you the number that was assigned.
I'm sure. That'll be great.
2-6-3-0-5-2-2-7-4.
Okay. Let's see if that helps. You never know if it's order number or something to do with the bank or credit card this day and time. Here we go. I found you. No problem. Thank you so much. Can you verify your address in Texas, please?
908 East Main Street, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
Thank you. It will take just a moment for the account to load, sir. It's coming slowly but surely.
Maybe it's too early for them. They're not early risers like I am.
And then it's, I guess, Sunday morning. And a lot of people, it's usually not busy on a Sunday morning, but this Sunday has been wide open.
Really?
It's like everybody got up early this morning. Probably going Christmas shopping.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's coming, I hope. Okay, here we go. It just came up. $5.74. It looks like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win some pots and pans or dinnerware.
Cast iron pot, yes, ma'am.
Oh, cast iron pot. Okay, so I do see that for $5.74. It was a free welcoming entry to the consumer shopping membership. They charged you $67.32. That got you a $125 gift card to purchase a gadget from the online web store. It would be a monthly charge also.
I don't want that. Can you just have them delete that $67.32?
Okay, they let me do a 35% refund off the $67.32, sir.
You're not going to give the full amount off?
Okay, the most they let me get is 50%, which would be $33.66.
So I'm paying $33.66 for nothing.
That gift card, it looks like they sent it over to your email. It probably went into the junk or spam folder. Was the 9th Friday?
I didn't receive anything, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I can have them resend it, and we could do the 50% refund if you would like.
So we can't delete everything then?
No, sir. They just let me do 50%.
Okay. Well, they misled me on the I did the contest where, like, I was shopping at Kohl's and how you like it, blah, 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 which I thought this was all Kohl's. I thought this didn't have anything to do with anybody else. It's what it showed. And then it said they charged me for the shipping charge, which I accept that. But 50% off, I guess I learned my lesson, didn't I?
Yes, sir, I understand. Okay, let me give you that refund of the amount of $33.66. Your refund of $33.66 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Can I give you a confirmation number if you would like one?
You bet, ma'am. Just a second.
Sure, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
C, as in
I'm
Charlie.
Sorry?
Oh, C as in cat. 2.
Go back from the beginning, ma'am.
C, as in cat.
Okay.
2. 6.
Okay.
3. 1. 6. 8. 2. 0. 1.
Good God. Okay, I'm glad you didn't run out of breath.
yes, sir.
C, 2, 6, 3, 1, 6, 8, 2, 0, 1.
Yes, sir.
And now with this $33 and something cents, I will be receiving gift cards for something?
Yes, sir. Let me go ahead and have them resend that. They're supposed to send them out, but if you haven't seen it in your email, let me go ahead and at least request them to be resending that when you can get it by tomorrow. Sometimes it does take up to 24 hours, but this happened on the 9th, so you should have received it. But I'm going to verify your email also in just a moment. Is it whkj2020@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, just wanted to make sure we had the correct one. I'm sorry that who knows where that email went or where it got sent, but we're going to request it again. Okay. Yes, sir.
How is that going to show up on my email?
Okay. Yes, sir. It's the first word's going to be discount.
Okay.
It's probably going to say the email address is probably going to have the word support.
Okay.
At first, and then the little crazy at, and it should be try perfect discount supply.
Okay.
And that will come up for you, and I've got that requested. Anything else I could try to help you with today? I have you canceled and refunded your 50% also.
Okay, and then I'm completely out of this program forever and ever. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, George Strait. Because when you called, I thought about the movie 8 Seconds when Lane Frost was in, I think, was it in Round Rock, Texas, or was he riding a bull named Round Rock? I can't remember.
It's Round Rock, Texas. It's where Dell Computers located.
Oh, I did not know that. How about that?
About 2 miles from where I live, and we have the most famous donuts in the world. We beat everybody.
Really?
And I can go in the morning at 6 o'clock, which I did yesterday, to the HEB, which is our grocery stores for Texas mainly. And I bet you there was at least 50 people waiting to get donuts.
Seriously, I will have to try it out. If me and my kid ever take a road trip, hopefully when gas prices go down a little bit, maybe.
Well, you want to go down, of course, visit the capital, and that in Austin, which is capital of Texas, which is beautiful. And then go down to San Antonio, Riverwalk, and then go to the Alamo and all that good stuff.
Well, definitely. We'll have to check it out. She's only 11, so I keep saying if I don't do it now coming up,
yeah. We
won't ever do it.
Were you at in Maryland?
No, sir. Alabama.
Alabama, all right. That's better
yes,
than Maryland.
Yes, sir. And y'all beat us. Texas A&M beat us this year also.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, hey, the best team won. That's all that matters at that time.
Well, there you go. All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas and God bless.
Oh, yes, sir. You made my day. Thank you for calling customer service. God bless you. And you have a Merry Christmas also.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.
You bet.